Okay. So tonight we are going to discuss the very important sugya of when a person has to put himself into a makom sakana, into danger, in order to save someone else. Whether it's an obligation, and what the parameters of that obligation may be. The reason we're going to discuss this is because it came up in the Daf Yomi, Derech Agav, in the beginning of this week. The Gemara on Daf Pei had a very complicated shaklavataria about the differences between Nidrei Inoy Nefesh, Beino Levein Atzma. We're not going to get into those nitty-gritty details of the differences between those types of Nidarim. However, in that context, the Gemara quotes a Brisa, which is going to be very important for this discussion. So if you take a look in Source 1, the Gemara in Nidarim and Daf Pei Amud Beis quotes the following Brisa. Mayon shel b'nei ha'ir. Let's say you have a spring. Mayon is a spring that flows through two cities. It passes by two cities. And the spring reaches one of the cities first, and then it goes and reaches the second city. So the question is, if there's only enough water for one of the cities, can the first city use the water even though it's going to diminish the supply of the second city? That was the Gemara in Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Gemara quoted this Braisa, Mayon shel b'nei ha'ir. So the question is, can the first city, which has access to the water, take the water for themselves? Yeah, that's the question the Braisa is coming to address. So the Braisa says, Chayehen v'chayachern. Let's say both cities need the water for drinking, for survival. So says the Braisa, Chayehen kodmin l'chayachern. The city which has access to the water first is allowed to take the water for themselves and for their residents, even though that means the other city, the second city, is not going to have sufficient water, because they come first. Chayehen kodmin, their lives come first. Behemtan, ubehemas achirim. Let's say both cities want to use the water for their livestock, for their livestock to drink. So the halacha is, behemtan kodemis lebehemas achirim, their animals come before the other city. Again, the city which has the access to the water first before it flows down to the next city, they're allowed to use all the water, even though it's going to be at the expense of the second city down the stream. Okay, kvisas and kvisas achirim. Let's say the water is going to be used by both cities for laundry. So the halacha is, kvisas and kodemis le kvisas achirim. Their laundry comes before the laundry of the other city. Okay, so that's simple. Now let's make it a little more complicated. Let's say the first city, which has access to the water, wants to use it for laundry, while the second city would use the water for survival to drink. So who comes first? Do we say that the city which has access to the water first can use it for their laundry? Or do we say, no, come on, you're gonna risk the lives of the other city so you can have freshly laundered clothing? So this is going to be a machlokes tanoim. So the first, the Tanakama of the Braisa holds, something probably which we would have intuited, that the first city actually has to let the water flow down the stream in order to get to the second city, because they have to let the second city drink the water, even though they're not going to be able to launder their clothing. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, kvisasan kodemis l'chayachem. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that actually the city is allowed to use the water for their laundry, even though it's going to mean that the other city is not going to have any drinking water. So what is this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? So the Ran, the commentary on the side of the Gemara over there, the Ran explains that the machlokes is, everyone agrees that if it's your life against your friend's life, your life comes first. You have to take care of your life before your friend's life. The question is, the machlokes in the Tanoim is whether Tsa'ar tuva. If you take a look at the Ran in Source 2, the bolded part, the b'mnias kvisa ika tsa'ar tuva chai nefeshu. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that if it's going to cause a tremendous pain, a tremendous pain. That is the equivalent of chayi nefesh. And therefore, the city, which wants to use the water for laundering their clothing, since without laundering their clothing, it's going to cause them a tremendous tsar, they're actually allowed to use the water, even though it's going to prevent the other city from having water to drink. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi.
I don't think the Gemara itself says that. Like Rabbi Yossi said, if you don't wash your clothes, you go crazy.
Shimon, exactly. So, exactly.
No, but it's not just a tsar thing.
Yes.
The Gemara there says...
The Gemara ends up... Yes, true. The Gemara ends up saying that it's because of...
Two reasons, I think, right?
Yeah, the Gemara gives two reasons, but one of them is for Shimon, exactly. The person's going to go crazy. It sounds like the Ram assumes that Shimon is just a tremendous tsar, but it's not an actual sakana.
Interesting.
That's what it sounds like. Yes, masking. That's what the way the Ran seems to assume.
Okay.
But everyone agrees, and that's very important. Everyone agrees, though, that if there is a legitimate sakana, the person's life, your own life, comes first. And everyone agrees that if it's no skin off your back, you have to make sure that your friend is saved and has access to the water. The question is this middle ground of if it's going to be some skin off your back, it's going to be the tsar etuva, whether your tsar comes first or your friend's life comes first. But the assumption of the Gemara and both all the Tanaim is that we have an obligation to make sure that our friend is okay and survive. So where does this obligation come from? So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to give a little background to the sugya of Lo Samar al Dam Re'echa, some of the major sources, some of the chidushim that come out of the sugya, and it's very, very relevant halacha lemaisa. So that is going to be the topic for this evening. Very exciting. Okay. So the Gemara, it starts over the Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin. In source 3, and Daf Ein Gimel, the Gemara says, "Gufa, minayin leroes chaveru shel tovei benahar." From where do we know if a person sees his friend drowning in a river? Oh, chaya goroso, or there is a wild animal that's dragging him away. Oh, listen, boynalov, or there's a bunch of bandits who are coming to capture him. Welcome, Shai. So there are two pages. Sorry. Thank you, Howard. From where do we know that if you have you see your friend drowning at river, you have a wild animal dragging him away, or bandits coming to take him? From where do we know that you're obligated to try to be matzil, to try to save your friend? Who says that you're obligated? So the Torah says, Tamalomer, what?
The Torah says it,
exactly. The Torah says in the Pasuk, Lo Samod al Dam Re'echa. Lo Samod al Dam Re'echa is that you can't stand idly at the expense of the blood of your friend. Meaning, you have to make sure that your friend is able to survive. You have to do what you can to save your friend. The Rambam codifies this in Hilchos Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh in Source 4. The Rambam says, Kol ha-yachol lahatzil, velo hitzil, anyone who's able to save and doesn't save, over al lo samen al dam riecha. And the Rambam goes on to quote the Gemara almost word for word. So again, so we see that if a person is able to save his friend and he doesn't, he violates the halacha, the pasuk of lo samod al dam riecha, not to stand by idol. Okay. Now, the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Hagos Maimonios. The Hagos Maimonios is a commentary on the Rambam. It was written by someone by the name of Rav Meir HaKohen. He lived in the 1300s in Germany. He was a student of the famous Maharam Nuremberg. The Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah in the 1100s, I believe, and it was extremely popular, not only in Sephardic countries, but also in Ashkenazic countries. The problem was, for Ashkenazim, what was the problem for the Ashkenazim? That it was written by a Sephardi. No offense, but for their psak, it was problematic, but they loved the Sefer. It was so user-friendly, so comprehensive. So this Rav Meir HaKohen, the Hagos Maimonios, basically wrote
a gloss,
annotations on the Rambam, where he quoted and brought down the contemporary Ashkenazi psak on the Rambam. So the Rambam says this, he says, oh, but Rabbeinu Tam says this, the Ri says that, Rashi says this. That's basically the Hagos Maimonios More or less, that's what he does. He'll quote the contemporary Ashkenazi psak when it differs from the Rambam, because again, Ashkenazim wanted to use the Rambam, but they couldn't really paskin from it because it wasn't their psak. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Hagos Maimonios in source 5. Kesef Hagos Maimon Avar Lo Samod B'Yushalmi Masik. So he quotes from the Talmud Yushalmi. Afilu lahachnas atzmo besafek sakana chayiv ad kan lashon. So the Hagos Maimonios quotes from the Talmud Yushalmi a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that part of the avera or the mitzvah of losamo damriacha is not only to not stand by idly to save your friend. That's for sure you have to do. But even if it means by getting involved, you're putting yourself at a safek sakana, you're potentially risking your own life, says the Hagos Maimonides based on the Talmud Yushami, you're obligated to do that as well. Whoa. So what's the pshat? So the Kesef Mishnah says in a few words, v'nir shatam, and he thinks that the reason is because, mipnei shalov v'adai, v'hu safik, because he is at a certain sakana, his life is certainly in danger, so it makes sense that you should have to put yourself into a safik sakana in order to save your friend from a vadai sakana. That is the chiddush of the Hagos Maimonios based on the Talmud Yushalmi. Where is this Talmud Yushalmi? So for years, it seems like not everyone was aware where this Talmud Yushalmi was, but in recent years, the post can point out that it seems to be the following Talmud Yushalmi in Maseches Trumos. Take a look at source 6. Rabbi Imi Itzid B'Sisa. Sif Sifa. So Rabbi Imi, or Rabbi Ami, was captured. He was taken captive. Rabbi Yonasan. Yichra Chameis B'Sadina. So Rabbi Yonasan said we should wrap him up in his tachrichen, meaning he's a dead man. There's nothing we could do about it. Once he's captured, we're not going to get involved. There's nothing we could do to save him. We're not going to risk our lives in order to potentially save Rab Ami. Rab Shimon Ben Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, "Ad da ana katil, ana miskatil. Either I'm going to kill the captors, or I will be killed. Ana Ezel." I will go and save him. So Reish Lakish went. He put himself into potential danger. He ended up appeasing the captors, and they gave him, and they set him free. They set Rav Ami free. So you see from this Gemara, from this Talmud Yushalmi, that Reish Lakish put himself into sakana in order to save Rav Ami. So l'chora, seemingly, this is the source for the chiddush, the psak of the Hagos Maimonios, that even b'makom safek sakana, a person is obligated to save his friend. Now,
concept of, does mavriachari come into this at all?
What do you mean? Why?
Doesn't Talmud Bavli discuss scenarios of putting yourself in? I guess it's badai sakana, but whether or not you're supposed to.
Mavriachari is more in terms of the monetary, the monetary compensation that you would get.
Doesn't it come into that as well? It doesn't talk about it.
I don't remember. I don't think so. The Gemara is out from in earlier Nedarim and in Bava Kamma about Mavriach and Bava Metzia about Mavriachari are more in terms of if you do it and are you obligated for a monetary compensation? There is a discussion in terms of Hashavas Aveda, whether you're how far you have to go in order to save your friend's assets. But this is in terms of risking your life. That is based on Lo Samod Al Dam Reyecha. Okay.
Safek Sakana versus Vaday Sakana. Will we get into that? What's considered a Safek Sakana?
Safek Sakana is, let's say, in this case, let's assume that the Talmud Yushalmi, the Reb Ami was in captivity. And the captors are ruthless. They're going to, they're like the Somali pirates. They're you don't want to be captured by their boats. So now it could be that you have great diplomatic skills, and by going there, it may be that you'll be able to save him, and maybe you won't be able to save him, but you'll be able to come out alive. But it may be that they're just going to capture you as well. So it's not a vadai that you're going to. There, it's a, let's say it's a 50-50 chance. He's already captured. He's already in vadai sakana. Exactly. So it's, yeah. So let's say that's a good example. Someone's drowning. Let's say Tovea Benahar, and the guy is not an experienced lifeguard, but he thinks whatever. He thinks that he'll be able to save the person. But it's a suffix sakana, right? It's a suffix sakana, and the other person is drowning. That's a vadai sakana. So are you obligated to jump into the water? In order to save your friend. For him, it's 100%. If you leave him there, he's going to drown no matter what. For you, it's 50-50. Let's call it 50-50 for now. We'll discuss. We'll see more Gemaras to analyze that. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of the Yushalmi and the Hagos Maimonia. So what is the problem? What's the problem with that Chiddush? Conceptually, why does that seem to not make any sense?
I like it.
You like it. You're into it. Okay. So we can go right there. What?
You gotta save him.
You gotta save him.
He might die. He might not.
Svara is based on the Gemara.
Svara.
Svara is?
Yeah.
You have other.
Oh! Okay. Shagvalik. So we know, and this is going to be the question of the Minchas Chinuch. We know that there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma that teaches us that the entire Torah is pushed aside because of the mitzvah of v'chai behem v'lo sheyamos behem.
One of the exceptions is who said your blood is redder than the other.
That's in terms of killing him.
But that's the same concept.
That's in terms of killing him, though.
That guy's blood is for sure and yours is not.
Okay,
so
Steph, one second. So we know that there's a mitzvah of v'chai behem v'lo sheyamos behem. That means the entire Torah is pushed aside to preserve life, except for three halachos. What are the three halachos?
And
avodah zarah. Okay, gila rayos, illicit relationships, shichas damim, murder, and avodah zarah. Those are the three averos that one can't violate, even if it means risking their life. But every other avera, one is either. It's the machlokas rishon, but let's assume now that one has to give their life, one has to violate the avera in order to preserve life, to save their own life. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the following question: what is the obligation to save one's friend? What is the obligation? We just learned it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Lo samal damri echa. Lo samal damri echa. So how could it be, says the Minchas Chinuch, that a person has to risk their life in order to not violate lo samod al dam riecha? The Gemara Maseches Yuma says that v'chai behem means that even for suffix sakana, right? Let's say a person on Shabbos, if they don't go to the hospital right now, they're in a situation of suffix sakana. It's not 50-50. You don't know for sure that the person is going to die, but there's a suffix sakana here. The halach is, you drive. You get in the car, you drive, you go to the hospital, no questions asked. Suffix sakana. You're not supposed to delay. You're supposed to get in the car, no questions asked. The Gemara says, Yuma is even for suffix sakana. So asks the Minchas Chinuch, how could it be then that the Hagos Maimonius would say that a person has to risk their own life, even misafik, in order to not violate lo samon odam reyecha? V'chai behem v'lo sheyomas behem, the dictate to preserve life, even one's life in suffix sakana, should push aside the avera of lo samal adam riecha. Let's read that inside in source 7. I'm sorry, the Minchas Chinuch says as follows in the bulletin: Ein tzarich lahachnis atzmo afilu b'suffix sakana avor chaver. The Minchas Chinuch says that a person does not have to put himself into a suffix sakana in order to save their friend. Afal pi shechaveru hu b'sakana vaday, even though his friend is in certain danger. Kaven de hu lo yavor klal rak over alo samal adam riecha, because since by not saving your friend you violate lo samal adam riecha, imkain kol hamitzvos nidchin, all mitzvos are pushed aside, afilu mipnei suffix sakana mach masvachai behem, all mitzvos are pushed aside, including lo samaret al dam riecha, in order to preserve your own life, says the Minchas Chinuch, and I'll prove it to you from our Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. Ubin Nedarim daf pei in Perek Ve'ilu Nedarim mevuar sham plukta de Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi sover afil kvisaso v'chay chaver kvisaso kodemes mach masar de gufa tuva. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion. Rabbi Yosi is so extreme. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion. Not only is a person's safek sakana, does that push aside the other's vadai sakana? Even sar, even one's own comfort, okay, we'll say it's shimum, but something painful, that saving oneself from pain pushes aside saving another person. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim pligi, the Chai Chaver Odev Mitzara. And the Chachamim only argue and they say, no, come on. If it means saving your friend, you should save your friend even if it's going to cause you anguish, it's going to cause you tsar. But says the Minchas Chinuch, everyone agrees though that if there's an element of Suffolk Sakana here, even the Chachamim would agree that you come first. So let's say in the case in the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, with the water, the Mayan that's going through the two cities. So let's say the first city sees that there's a drought coming. And they're not sure. They're not sure. It could be that we have enough water. It could be we don't have enough water.
Is this a 50-50? Not sure.
Let's assume that it's 50-50 for now. Let's assume that's 50-50 for now. It's going to be very, the percentages are going to be very relevant. At the end, we'll discuss some of the halachah l'maisa maybe. But let's assume that it's 50-50 right now. So if it's 50-50, the first city which has access to the water says, you know what, maybe we'll survive, maybe we won't survive. Says the Minchas Chinuch, even the Chachamim would agree that they're supposed to take the water, even though that's going to put the second city at a Vadai Sakana. The whole Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi is only if they want the water to use for laundry. But if there's an element of Sakanas Nefashos, even if it's a Safek, says the Minchas Chinuch, everyone would agree that they come first. Their own lives come first, even though it's only a suffix. And the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the pshat is because it's no different than any aver in the Torah. The Chai Behem Velosha Yamas Behem tells us that your life, the preservation of life, even suffix, comes before any avera except for the big three.
Wasn't the Gemara in the Durham predicated on the fact, on the assumption that if you don't have water to do laundry, you could develop dementia?
You said that.
That's correct.
I missed that.
Right, yes. That's so, Stefan pointed out. But
that,
either way.
Is that tsar or is that?
So the Ron. So I.
Everybody remembers that line.
I was like, whoa.
Yes.
Really woke.
is this is it completely comparable though to the concept of Los Amar Al Damreacha? Because when you think of Los Amar Al Damreacha, that's like a Sheva Al Tasa. Like, you know, if someone is in danger, then you shouldn't just sit by idly. Here, the situation in the Gemara Nedarim is talking about where you're actively doing something that's going to hurt the person downstream.
That's a good question, but you're not directly harming them.
You kind of are. You're taking their water.
Okay. I hear the chiluk. But either way, it's clear that, I mean, that would be a question on the Gemara. That's not a question on the Minchas Chinuch.
Well, because the Gemara assumes whether we should compare. It's a question on the Rishonim that compare it to this concept of whether or not it's Los Amar Al Damreacha that want to learn from the Dorim to hear.
Okay, I hear the chiluk, but Lamaisa, you're not causing any direct, it's like a grama, right? It's not any direct harm to the person. You're taking care of yourself. The first city is taking care of themselves, their citizens, by taking the water, which will indirectly, yes, I know, understand that.
It would be like a higher standard than
perhaps, but you see from the Rishonim didn't assume that way. But I hear what you're saying. Okay. So that is the question of the Minchas Chinuch. So what we're going to do now is we're going to suggest a different pshat in the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, which may potentially save the Hagos Maimonios. Ultimately, it's not going to, but we'll make a valiant effort. This pshat is in the commentary of the Netziv on the Sheiltos. The Netziv was the famous Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin for the last 35 to 40 years of the existence of the yeshiva in Volozhin, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, that's the Netziv. When he was a teenager, he wrote a commentary on the Sheiltos to Rav Achaigon. The Sheiltos to Rav Achaigon was written by someone named Rav Achaigon. He lived in the late 7th century, through the 8th century in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael. He was not actually a Gaon. A Gaon was the title given to the Rosh Yeshiva in the two main yeshivas in Bavel, Sura and Pumbedisa. The Gaon was Harav HaGaon, but he was called a Gaon. It was the title of the Rosh Yeshiva in those two yeshivas. He was actually not one of the Rosh Yeshiva. He, for whatever reason, left Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he lived out his life in Eretz Yisrael, but we still call him Rav HaChai Gaon because he lived during the period of the Gaonim. And he wrote this halachic work, which was basically drushos that he would give in Shul on Shabbos, but they were all related to halacha that came out of the Parsha. So the Netziv, when he was a teenager, wrote a commentary on this Sefer of Rav HaChai Gaon, which covered all of Shas and Yerushalmi, Bavli, Tosefta, everything. So the Netziv was definitely roy to become the Rashiv of Elazhin, not just because he married into the family. Either way, so the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltos, has the following pshat in the Gemara in Nedarim. So we'll start with a different Gemara, a Gemara in Bava Metzia that I'm sure many of us have seen before in a different context. So the Gemara says as follows in Source 9 on the second page, from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis. Shnayim shoyim halchen bederech. You have two people who were going on a path. Ubiyad echad mehen kiton shalmayim. And one of them had a flask, a jug of water. What was the problem, though? Im shosin shnehem. If they both drink the water, they split it. Mason, they're going to die. V'im shosa echad mehem. But if one drinks it, Magia li Yishuv, he'll be able to get to the Yishuv, to the city, and he'll be able to survive. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? So this was a machlokus between Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. So Darish Ben Petura. Ben Petura said, Mutav shiyishtu shnehim viyamusu. So we're going to translate it literally, and we'll try to figure out what he actually is saying. So Ben Petur said, it would be better that both of them drink it, meaning they split the water and die, va'al yire echad mehem b'misasho shel chavero, rather than one see the death of the other. Meaning, it seems like from Ben Petur, the simple translation of Ben Petur is, better that both drink the water, even though it means that both are going to die, instead of one surviving at the expense of the other person. So that was Ben Petura's psak, and it seemed like that was the conventional psak until Rebbe Kiva came along, v'limid, and Rebbe Kiva said, no, v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chayi chavercha. The pasuk says, chei achicha imach, then in the parsha of Tztaka, that your life comes before the life of your friend. So Rebbe Kiva was of the opinion that no, the one with the kiton shamayim should drink the water to make sure that his life is saved before he is concerned about the life of his friend. I think on the airplanes, they definitely assume like Rebbe Kiva with the masks, right? They always say that, take care of yourself before you take care of anyone else. So that is the opinion of Rebbe Akiva. So the question is, what did Ben Petura mean? The literal translation of Ben Petura is that even though we know for sure that both are going to die, even though when they split the water, they're for sure going to die when they split the water, nevertheless, Ben Petura says, better to do that than to save one of the people. So does that make any sense?
Pashuri in the Gemara would suggest that it's witnessing the other person die, that's the issue. Not that they both die. It's the friend witnessing the other friend die.
So therefore what?
No, yeah. Then we're trying to prevent,
so it's better that both of them die. Exactly, so it's better than both of them die. Okay, yeah, but does that make any sense to you? It's hard to imagine that Ben Petur seems he made it to the Gemara. He must have been a great Talmud Chacham. So that seemingly doesn't make any sense. So the Netziv suggests, and this, there are many, many, many different interpretations of this Gemara. So we're just going to focus on the pshat of the Netziv. The Netziv suggests that really what Ben Petur was saying is like this: if they split the water, then there's a chance that both of them will live. It's a suffix. If they, let's say there's a gallon. So if each of them drink a half of a gallon of water. So then there is a chance, a suffix, let's call it a 50-50, that both will survive. If one of them drinks the full gallon, then it's a vadai that he's going to survive, and it's a vadai that his friend is not going to survive because he's not getting any water. So Ben Petura held, you see where this is going, Ben Petura held that it would be better to put yourself into a suffix sakana, drink half of a gallon, and give up half of a gallon to give your friend a chance to survive. Exactly. At least to put him, give him a chance. He was in a vadai sakana. Now you're giving him a half of a gallon to give him a chance of survival, even though you're risking your own life. Not vadai, you're going to have half a gallon, but you're risking your own life. That was the opinion of Ben Petura. And came Rabbi Akiva and said, no, chayecha kodmin l'chay chavercha, in that case, you shouldn't give up any of the water if it's going to put you at any risk. You shouldn't give up half of a gallon in order to save your friend. You should drink the full gallon in order to make sure that you survive, even though it's going to cause your friend to die in the desert. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So says the Netziv, it seems like, according to this explanation, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura was this question of the Hagos Maimonius and the Yerushalmi versus the Minchas Chinuch and his question from V'chai Behem. Ben Petura was of the opinion that a person has to put themselves in a suffix sakana in order to save his friend from a vadai sakana. That's why he said, give up half of a gallon of water in order to try to save your friend. Rabbi Akiva said, no. The Torah says, chayecha kodmin l'chay chavercha. Chayecha kodmin l'chay chavercha. Therefore, a person should not risk himself, risk his life at all, in order to save his friend.
Is it clear that it's the first guy's water to begin with, and it's not, you know, communal water that he's seizing first?
Good question. It sounds that way from the Gemara, because the Gemara said they're walking on the path, and ubiyad echad mehen kiton shamayim. One of them was holding on to a flask of water. It seems like it was his water, and the question is whether he should give it up or keep it for himself. That's what it sounds like. That's a good question with in terms of...
Yeah, and I don't necessarily... I mean, maybe that's the right way to read it, but it could be that he's one guy's carrying the water and the other guy's carrying the food.
Okay,
and then, I mean, the mere fact that he's carrying it, it doesn't say that it's his. It just says that he has it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make it his.
Good question,
but if they're traveling together, each of them might have had a function.
Right. Right, okay, I hear what you're saying.
Where the implied theory is that you're going to share the ration.
Okay, so you're saying maybe it would be different if they had a prior arrangement.
That's what I'm saying. If it's okay. Definitely his, I understand Rabbi Akiva. It's not definitely his.
Okay, so that would be a good question if they had a prior arrangement, how to deal with that arrangement. It sounds like from the Gemara, though, that we're dealing with the case where he had the water. The question is whether you have to risk your life by giving up what is yours in order to save your friend. That is the question that we are dealing with. Yeah.
You're just saying that it seems like from the case in the Gemara that it's not that if they both drink the water that they're going to be put into a suffix sakana, but that they're both going to be put into a vadai sakana.
Maskim. That's what the Netziv is saying, that it doesn't make any sense to read the Gemara Kipshuto, because then Betur doesn't make any sense. It's hard to understand the Svar of Ben Betur. So it wasn't just the Netziv. Many Achronim understood, but this is the Netziv said it has to be, even though you're right, it's not the simple read of the Gemara, but it has to be what Ben Betur means. It's not that they're both vade going to die, rather that there is a possibility that they're both going to survive. What do we have? We have 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
9 minutes.
9 minutes. Okay.
Can you be medayik from, it says Adshe Bar Rabbi Akiva suggests that, like, this was the accepted...
Yeah.
So, like, but it almost suggests that even Ben Petur changed his mind, because this is what Ben Petur said until Rabbi Akiva came.
That could be.
Which would then mean, like, so then what is he hanging his hat on? How's the Netziv bringing this to help?
Oh, so the Netziv is not bringing this to the problem. Okay, so we'll come back to Hagos Maimonius in a second. That's what I meant. It's not necessarily going to save the Hagos Maimonius, because we probably pass like Rabbi Akiva. we probably pass on Rabbi Akiva, but there is an opinion in the Gemara which seems to assume, Ben Petur at least, it could be that he was Chozer both. Yes, I agree. But there is an opinion in the Gemara that Safik Sakana, a person should put himself into Safik Sakana in order to save his friend. Okay, so let's come back to our Gemara. The Netziv suggests that perhaps when it comes to the case of the Mayon with the water passing through the two cities, and we have a Machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi as to whether the first city is allowed to use the water for their laundry, even though it's going to put the other city at a sakana. It's going to, they're not going to be able to survive because they're not going to have any water to drink. So the Tanakhama held that they're not allowed to use the water for their laundry, and Rabbi Yossi held they're allowed to use the water for the laundry, and the Ran explained that the machlokas is whether tsa'ar of your own tsar comes before the life of your friends. The Netziv suggests, in light of this Gemara in Bava Metzia, perhaps a different shot in the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. Maybe, and this is along the lines of what Stefan and Shai were pointing out. Who says that the case of kvisa, of laundry, is just tsar? Is just tsar? Maybe it's more. Maybe it's more than just tsar. Maybe it's actually safek sakana. How do I know that, says the Netziv? Because if you look at the Tosefta, we know that the Tanaic sources in the Gemara are divided into three different types. There are Mishnayos, there are Braisos, and there are Toseftos. The Mishnayos were the Tanaic teachings that were edited and organized by Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, circa 200 CE. Around that time, he was the one who edited the Mishnayos. That's the Mishnah that we have. That was Mishnayos. The Tosefta were Tanoic teachings that were taught in the Beis Medrash of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi Chinan, Rabbi Oshia. Those are very authoritative Braisos. They're called the Tosefta, but they're not on the same level of Mishnayos. And Braisos were other Tanoic teachings which didn't make it into the Mishnayos or the Tosefta. Those are called Braisos, outside Tanoic teachings. So Mishnayos, Tosefta, and Braisos. The Tosefta is printed usually in the back of the Gemaras, and the Gemara quotes the Toseftas all of the time. So if you look at the Tosefta, the Netziv says, he points out that when Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama argue about using the water, the first city using the water, even though it's going to diminish the water supply of the second city, Rabbi Yossi doesn't only say his shita about using the water for laundry, he even says it about for his animals. Meaning, let's say the first city wants to use the water to give their animals to drink, and the second city wants to use the water to drink. So the Tosefta says that even in that case, Rabbi Yossi would say that the first city is allowed to use the water not only for their laundry, not only for their drink, but even for the drink of their animal, even though it's going to diminish the water supply of the second city. Now, how could that be? How does that make sense? In light of the Ran's explanation that Rabbi Yossi is makel because of tsar the gufa adif, that a person's own tsar comes first, how does that explain using the water for your animals? So the Netziv suggests, and just in the interest of time, we'll streamline this. The Netziv suggests, based on a medrash in source 11, that in the time of the Gemara and in the time of Tanakh, the life of one's cattle was actually a suffix sakan. Certainly for those who were traveling and also for those who relied on their livestock for their parnasa, it was actually a suffix sakana to allow the animals to dehydrate. They need the animals to travel, they need the animals for their parnasa. So therefore, if the animals' lives were at risk, it was actually putting the people into a suffix sakana. So says the Netziv, Rabbi Yossi really argues, not like the Ran's explanation of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi really argues that the reason you're allowed to use the water for your animals and your laundry is not because of tsar, rather because suffix sakana, your suffix sakana, comes before the other city's vade sakana. That's where Rabbi Yossi says the first city is allowed to use the water for their laundry and for their animals, even though it's going to diminish the water supply of the second city, and they're going to be their lives are going to be at a vadai sakana. And the Tanakama argues on that nekuda, says the Netziv. That is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Whether the first city has to put themselves into a suffix sakana in order to save the second city from a vadai sakana. Do they have to let the other city use the water to drink, even though they're risking the lives of their behemos and they're risking their laundry situation? Or do we say, no, they're allowed to use the water for their laundry and allowed to use the water for their behemos? So it comes out that as machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, and the Netziv proves from various sources that we actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because since Rabbi Yossi lines up with Rabbi Akiva, they are both of the opinion that you're not obligated to put yourself into a suffix sakana in order to save your friend from a vadai sakana. Therefore, that's the halacha. So it actually comes out we don't save the Hagos Maimonios, we don't save the Talmud Yushalmi, but that is a different explanation of the Gemara. And that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch actually does not quote the Yushalmi. A person is not obligated to put themselves into a suffix sakana in order to save his friend from vadai sakana. So this is obviously very very lemaisa when it comes to organ donation. This is where the poskim discuss it most commonly. The question of whether a person has to undergo a surgery in order to save his friend. So the question obviously is you have to know whether there's a suffix sakana here. So it depends on the surgery. The post can point out that different surgeries have different levels of sakana. Could be nowadays, even though 50 years ago, 70 years ago, a kidney donation was a legitimate sakana where a person wouldn't be obligated to undergo that surgery in order to save his friend. But nowadays, where it's less of a sakana, maybe it wouldn't be a formal obligation, but maybe it would be more of a reason to do it. But it depends on the sikoi hasakana, the percentage, the likelihood of the sakana, whether a person is obligated to put himself into that situation in order to save his friend. One last vart, based on the sugya, the Meshachachma, in last week's parsha, says on the pasuk in source 12, Lech shuv Mitzrayim ki meitzu kol nashim hamakshim es nafshecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he can go back to Mitzrayim because the people who are trying to kill you are no longer alive. So says the Meshach.
Became poor.
So the Meshach Chachma says not like the Gemara Nedar. Say he says, what does it mean? Kimesu kol anashim hamevakshim es nafshecha. And beforehand, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem wouldn't protect him.
He's out of his nether. He made a nether.
That's true. Exactly. So the Meshach Chachma says a different pshat. He says that it seems like from the pasuk that if they were still alive, if Dust and Avim were still alive, he wouldn't be obligated to go back to save Klal Yisrael. Because he'd be putting himself into a sakana, a suffix sakana, not a vada sakana. Who says that they'd be able to catch him? Who says that they would actually kill him? So Moshe Rabbeinu was not obligated to put himself into a suffix sakana even to save Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that, don't worry, you should go back, you have to go back, because there is no more sakana for you at all. It's no longer a suffix sakana. Kimeso kol anashim hamevakshim es nafshecha. The people who are trying to kill you are no longer alive. So now you are mechuyev to go back to save Klal Yisrael. But without that, if they were still alive, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't even have to go back to save Klal Yisrael. A tremendous chiddush from the Meshach Chachma. Okay, Yashar Koyach.
Does your Rambam say anything in Shulchan Aruch here?
So there's, I'm sorry.